Hey everybody, and welcome to Digital Marketing Script, episode lucky number 7. I'm Carl Britton Jr. This is David George, and we are shooting this episode in a real pharmacy with real people, with real pharmacists. We're talking about digital marketing. All right, so the first thing we're going to talk about today is David George is the owner of two pharmacies, him and Fong. They co-own these things. This one, they started ground up. And so they started from bare bones. They contacted me, they knew about me, and we worked together from the very ground up, building a website, building their Facebook and their Twitter and all these different social media platforms. And then we've done their SEO and we've helped them out. So David George, I would believe, and Fong are innovators in the pharmacy world, and they are always on the leading edge of technology. So, David, what is it about what you do that makes it you want to stay out on social media or online? Why do you think that's important?
So I think it's important because we started from nothing, and we have to somehow get people in the door. So having that presence online is huge for us, and we're hoping that, you know, getting that extra bang for your buck with SEO or Facebook and Twitter will attract those new people to the pharmacy.
They also recently purchased their second location, which was an established location. Why do you think it's important at that location, which is a completely different ballgame than starting out fresh?
So that location is unique because it's been around for a long time, but they have no social media presence. So it would be a huge benefit to getting new clientele into the pharmacy, maybe the younger crowd, and that'll help sustain the business in the long term.
Where do you think social media is going in the pharmacy world? Do you think they need to stay on Facebook and maybe get an Instagram, or what about Snapchat? I mean, do you think that could be a potential?
I think social media is always changing, so we have to be willing to adapt. People like information, but they also like to have fun. So seeing a picture of Fong or somebody in the lab doing some compounding is huge because they can see that we're at work and they get to see our faces compared to, oh, here's a little bit of information on high blood pressure. So again, it's more fun, and social media allows that that interaction.
Absolutely.
With our customers, with our patients.
Yeah, one of the cool things that I like about the interaction that it allows for pharmacies is it's not just the hours that you're open. People may comment on your Facebook and ask questions about, hey, are you gonna be open on Memorial Day weekend? Are you going to have the sale? Is it still going on your supplements? And things like that. So it allows you to have that customer interaction even past your business hours. Do you think that is beneficial for pharmacy owners?
Yes, that's huge. So we have had patients contact us through, whether it's our website or through Facebook, by direct message, asking if they can have a prescription ready tomorrow, or they're going to be in on a Saturday. Can you make sure that you have it ordered so when I come in, it's ready for me? So that communication is now a two-way street instead of waiting for them to show up in the pharmacy for that interaction to start.
So David, you've started the pharmacy ground up. You've purchased an established pharmacy. The folks that are coming out of college that are wanting to get into the independent area, what do you think some advice for them? And it doesn't necessarily have to involve digital marketing, but let's just blanket it out. What are just a few things that you think they need to know?
First off, I think finding a mentor is huge. Someone that can help advise you, direct you to make the right decisions. Also, if I had to do things over again, maybe it wouldn't be exactly the way I've done it. Maybe I would consider acquiring a pharmacy before starting one up from scratch. A lot of success from independently owning a pharmacy comes from buying power. So when you start up from scratch, you have absolutely none of that.
Right.
So that's something to consider. But also, yes, yeah, spend the money on marketing. For some, it's social media. For some, it's direct detailing to doctors. But use that money wisely, because that's how you're going to get new people in the door.
Right.
What's your favorite part about working with pharmacy?
That's a wonderful question. So I'm extremely passionate about marketing. I love what I do. I love trying to drive and help businesses grow. I love working with independent pharmacists because they are passionate about their patients. Independents have this unreal just passion for what they do and making sure that their patients get the top level of service and making sure that there's no interactions and taking that extra step. And I think that aligns perfectly with how I run my business, because we are super passionate. We're always looking for that next thing to make sure the pharmacists are growing and are developing their online and digital. So I think our services are different, but our thoughts and our emotions into what we're doing are exactly the same. So I love working with independents. That's very, very passionate for me.
Awesome, man. I love the passion.
Yeah.
I have a random question.
Yes, sir.
But what kind of magic or what fairies come work you over in the morning to make your beard look so good?
Well, this beard does take a lot of attention. As you can tell, this region doesn't see much action. This region gets it all. I am a proud member of the Dollar Beard Club, and so they send me that oil once a month for a dollar. So, you know, as soon as this grows out a little bit more, let's throw some oil on it and get majestic, just like me. All right, thank you so much for joining us today on the Digital Marketing Script, episode number Lucky 7. Thank you so much to David George, to Fong, to Creative Care Pharmacy for allowing us to shoot here today. We appreciate it. Come back next time.